Education is the biggest tool when it comes to some of the threats facing our cattle industry. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update, and this is part two from our 11 o'clock segment and a continuation of an interview I did on Screwworm with Wayne Cockrell, who is the Cattle Health and Wellbeing Chairman of the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association. Like you said, I mean, even though it might not move all the way up into South Dakota and these Midwestern areas, just being educated about it can go a long way and just being aware. So,
oh, absolutely. I think it's important to remember, you know, that's one thing that is going to be a challenge in this issue is that this screwworm is starting probably 1,000 miles closer to us than it did last year at this time. So as we warm up into spring, it's closer to us than it was last year at this time. And so that's certainly the thing that even as it gets to Texas, then it starts to affect the states north of us, because guess what? It's now 1,000 miles closer to you guys. And so it's imperative that we stay diligent now, because we're going to face an even greater threat and risk once we get into, you know, March, April warm up.
Absolutely. Yeah. Very good point there. And I guess kind of last question, just kind of broad, doesn't have to be about the whole screwworm issue, but anything else your organization has kind of been focused on this year and hopes to continue to watch as we flip the calendar to 2026?
Well, we obviously want to continue to educate our consumer that this is a food security issue, not a food safety issue. And there's no issue with the food safety, because we want consumer confidence. We are concerned about beef prices, and we certainly want our consumers to continue to buy our product and hope that, you know, our access to the Asian markets and other markets are open. And I think that's probably going to be one of the issues that we face as an industry this year, is going to be trade, imports, exports, and how all those things play out will be, you know, a challenge for our industry for sure.
And with your Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.